With Murray, with Buffalo, and the rest of the world, you've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name is Matt Liggett, assistant coach of the Fort McMurray Oil Barons. Excited to be here.
Okay, and so Matt, where are you from?
I'm from Vancouver, British Columbia.
And how did you end up here in Fort McMurray from Vancouver?
One of the guys I used to billet with when I played junior hockey, he's actually the head of player development here.
Okay.
So I was kind of working as an accountant for the last 4 or 5 years. And I kind of was at that point, I was just sick of it. I texted him if they had a spot available, and just so happened, the assistant coach before, I just quit. So.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You were an accountant?
I was.
Explain that lifestyle to me.
I work a lot of hours. Yeah. Busy season, during tax season, you're looking at like 80, 90 hours a week. 7 days a week, it's crazy.
Yeah. Stress.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Lost and with those numbers too. Like, I took accounting a number of times because I failed the first two, like in college. Like, I had to take so many accounting courses. Like, it was a nightmare. And I'm sitting there doing like the balance and credits on like that big piece of paper. Oh, yeah. And the whole time I'm just like, I know a computer does this. Like, yeah, but you gotta figure it out first.
Yeah, the computer does do it.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit there and do that all day. It's basically just run through spreadsheets all day.
So what in your head as a child, like, you must be interested potentially in math, or did you just have like a skill set at it?
Well, I was good at it. Yeah. But both my parents were also accountants.
Oh, okay.
So, gentle nudge, I think.
Yeah. Wild. Okay, and so I have to assume you're an accountant, but you're playing hockey as a child, and you've come up to this point, because you said you were billeting with somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about your hockey career for a little while.
Played with Langley Minor Hockey all the way through. Through mid to AAA, then I went to, I played for Aldergrove Kodiaks, Junior B in the area. From there, I was in Swan River, Manitoba. That's where I met TJ, our head of player development. We lived together for a few months, and then I came back and I finished up my career in junior, playing Junior B for the Mission City Outlaws.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah. So it's really interesting in regards to what you just said with your the guy you lived with, TJ.
Yeah.
In regards to that networking that happens in hockey is wild, and you guys really do keep in touch.
Yeah, well, so I've been coaching U18 AAA for the last 4 years. My first year with our U18 team, we won a championship, and TJ, he works for a ring company. Okay. So when he saw on Instagram that I'd won the championship, he reached out to me and asked if I needed rings.
Yeah.
And then it kind of, our relationship built from there. Our team just kept winning. We kept needing rings. We talked about once a year.
Yeah. Nice. That's hilarious. Yeah, it's just one of those things where I'm born and raised here in Fort McMurray, so like hockey culture is a thing.
Absolutely.
And so like, there's only one person that I know out of all the hockey boys that went to the NHL. So the chances of you making it there are slim. That being said, the networking and career opportunities and relationships that you guys build while you're playing your sport, I think as an adult is when you really do see like the benefit of playing hockey.
Absolutely. I feel like I still talk to all the guys I played with.
Yeah.
Really strong relationships. I've helped guys get jobs before. I got help getting this job, right? I even try to explain to our players, like, the relationships you build in this room go way beyond this season, go way beyond next season, right? Like, it's just, maybe you'll run into them 10 years down the road, away we go.
Yeah, And why do you think that is? Because, like, not all sports are like this.
I think hockey's, like, a really close community. Like, you always know, like, when you go into a dressing room, you always know somebody that played with somebody that you played with, and you're able to create these connections really easily. Mm. And, you know, you go to war together out there.
Yeah.
It's not an easy sport, so...
Right.
I think just all that combined, you know, you build these strong connections with guys.
Yeah, yeah. So what position did you play when you were playing hockey?
I was a defenseman.
Okay, and so what's that mentality like, knowing that I'm in the back, I'm not the one scoring the goal? It's a different mindset.
Well, I didn't hang out in the back.
No?
I wasn't one of those defensemen.
Okay, nice.
I like to get up in the play,
yeah.
Showcase some skill a little bit, that kind of stuff. From the defending standpoint, yeah, just being a little tough to play against, throw some cross checks in there.
Yeah, so there's a big toughness component of, like, the sport in general, but definitely your position.
Absolutely.
So how do you get to that point in a game of being, like, that focused in and that, like, okay, I'm going to war, like you said. How do you psych yourself up prior to the game starting?
I think everybody's a little different. For me, it was always, like, my first shift, like, get a piece of someone, take a hit, make a hit. Slash a guy, you know, put a little target on my head so I know that, like, guys are coming after me every shift, every time I step on the ice,
right,
knowing that I have somebody pressuring me and somebody really wants to rip my head off. That always got me in the game.
Interesting. Yeah, you got to do something.
Yeah, everyone's a little different.
Yeah, because, like, we were just chatting before we started, like, I like to snowboard, and sometimes you're looking down a hill and you're just like, oh man, I don't know if I want to do this, but something clicks and you just say, you gotta go down.
Absolutely.
Your sport is one of those where I like to watch it, but I'm never gonna play it. Like, I just see those hits non-stop, right?
Absolutely.
Like, and I'm just like, I can't imagine signing up just to be hit every single day and enjoy it. And like you said, you're like, your mentality is like, no, I want somebody to get ticked off right off the get-go,
yeah,
so I can keep my head on a swivel.
Absolutely. Like, get me engaged right away.
Yeah, that's a wild mentality, but that's how you would have to do it in regards to, there's no kind of fooling around right off the jump.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's different. That's one the way that worked for me.
Yeah.
I'm sure other guys have different ways that work for them, but yeah, I like to be in the heat of it, like to talk out there, like to use some stick work, and always have that target on my back.
So the chirping component of it, like, I love it, it's hilarious, but now that so many of you guys are mic'd up, how does that change the game for you in regards to, like, I'm a huge trash talker, like, huge. I truly believe that, like, probably 40% of the game is mental more than, like, the physical. If I can get in your head, it's going to be light work. So now that so many people are listening and watching, like, how has that changed a game that is renowned for chirping?
Just get a little bit more creative with what you're saying. I'm really glad we didn't have it when I was playing.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got to be creative with what you're saying. There's obviously things you cannot say on the ice, and I think that's for the best.
Right.
But yeah, you got to be creative out there.
Nice. That's, it's because it, I love it. Like, that was my favorite part about hanging out with my boys was the trash talk.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's real. And so, like, when I met a group of guys who, like, trash talk, it's like a rap battle, basically.
Yeah.
Just slowed down a little bit. And I just used to, like, listen to some of the boys go at it. I'm like, oh, this is so fun. And if you could deal with it, it wasn't, like, you weren't being mean. You were being mean. But it did bring you together. So I just see some of the stuff online now where you're like, oh, man, it kind of takes away that I can hear what these guys are saying in regards to, I love it, however,
yeah, you know. Absolutely, absolutely.
So when it comes to hockey, I watch a lot of hockey things. Is there stuff that you watch? Like, do you watch Shorzy? Are you watching games? Like, are you in hockey outside and inside?
Once I got this job, not as much. Mm. I mean, we kind of live it for 10, 12 hours a day sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'm more, I'm a Vancouver Canucks fan. I'm not afraid to admit it. So, like, I will watch a little bit of their games when I can.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday I caught the third period of their game. That was great.
Yeah. How did they do?
They won.
There you go.
Held on barely, but they won.
It makes sense that you cheer for Vancouver.
Yeah.
So, you'll watch games, but, like, after that, you're kind of tapped out on hockey every once in a while.
Yeah, I think, like, once you leave this office, it's kind of nice to get away from it a little bit.
Yeah.
it becomes a lot some days. Like, again, 10, 12 hours, just all you're doing is talking and thinking hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of need something that's away from hockey to reset yourself to get ready for the next day.
No doubt. And so what is it that you do in your free time to, like, relax and just get away from this in Fort McMurray?
Lately, I've been watching shows on Netflix, HBO, those kind of things. Just kind of take a step back, let the brain cells get killed a little bit.
What are you watching?
I'm actually in the middle of The Sopranos.
Oh,
it's a great show.
So good.
That's a great show.
Is it your first time watching it?
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler alert. We're not going to spoil anything. What season are you in?
I'm just about at the end of the third season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is a phenomenal show.
Yeah.
They do a great job.
Yeah. And it only gets better.
Oh, really?
Oh, like, you think, because most seasons...
There's no fall off.
Yeah.
Really?
There's no fall off. It is just interesting the entire time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. I'm not going to say anything else because, you know,
Appreciate that. It's
a great show. Another show that I really like that's, like, kind of close, that I was, like, didn't fall off until later in the season, was Peaky Blinders.
Okay.
I found Peaky Blinders, like, held up until, like, oh, you know. But then they fell off for a season, and then the final season was just...
That's just 1930s British Sopranos.
Yeah,
yeah.
Facts. So. Or the same, like, Boardwalk Empire, like, on with, anyways. Yeah, those shows are great. Oh, he tapped his watch. We're out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Shamelessly shout-out my other guys on our coaching staff. They work their ass off. They do a hell of a job.
There we go. Awesome. As well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful